Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhagavad Gita lecture. Please, you will receive the Bhagavad Gita. We will recite first introductory invocation prayers, which are on page 1. And then we go to the 17th chapter, verses 23, 24, as far as I remember. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalokaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mark, exactly what verses are today? Chapter 17, verses 24, we will know. 24 and 25. Both. Okay, 24 has the short purport, and 25 also has the very short purport. Okay, let's. Usually we recite one. Okay, we will recite together. 24th and the regular way, and then I will add 25th verse. Tasmat om it utha udahritya.
Tasmat om it
udahritya.
Yagyadana tapah
kriyaha. Pravartante vidhanokta.
Satatam
Brahmavadinam Tasmat om ityudahrita hitya
Tasmat om ityudahritya
Yagyadana tapah
kriyaha
Yagyadana tapah
kriyaha
Pravartante vidhanoktah
Satatam Brahmavadinam
Tasmatam ityudat hritya
Yagyadana tapah kriyaha
Pravartante vidhanoktah
Satatam Brahmavadinam
Tasmatam ityudahritya
Yagyadana tapah
kriyaha
Pravartante vidhanoktah
Satatam
brahmavadinam
Please repeat.
Tasmatamityudahritya Yagyadana tapakriyaha Tante vidanokta Tatatam brahmavarinam Tasmatamityudahritya Tapakriyaha Satatam brahmavadina Tasmatamityudahritya Tadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidha nokta Satatam brahmavadinam Tasmatamityudahritya Tante vidhanakta Tam brahmavadinam Tasmadamityudahritya Yagyadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidhanakta Satatam brahmavadinam Tasmat amityudahrityam Yagyadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidhanaktak Satatam brahmavadinam Tasmat amityudahritya Yagyadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidhanokta Satatam brahmavadinam Tasmatamityudahritya Yagyadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidhanokta Satatam brahmavadinam
Do you want to repeat, or you can try if you want?
Tasmat om itudahritya Yagyadana tapakriyaha Pravartante vidanokta Satatam brahmavadinam
Thank you.
Tasmat, therefore, om, beginning with om, iti, thus, udahritya, indicating, yagya, of sacrifice, dana, charity, tapaha, and penance, kriyaha, performances, pravartante, begin, Vathana uktaha, according to scriptural regulation, satatam, always, brahmavadinam, of the transcendentalists. Translation. Therefore, transcendentalists undertaking performances of sacrifice, charity, and penance in accordance with scriptural regulations begin always with om to attain the supreme. Purport by Shiva Prabhupada. Om Tat Vishnoh Paramam Padam, Rigveda 1:22-20. The lotus feet of Vishnu are the supreme devotional platform. The performance of everything on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead assures the perfection of all activity. This is the short purport. So now I read the text and translation and purport of the Verse 25. Tat ityanabhi sandhaya phalam yagya tapah kriyaha dana kriyascha vividha kriyante moksha kankshibih. Translation. Without desiring fruitive results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance, and charity with a word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement. Purport: to be elevated to the spiritual position, one should not act for any material gain. Acts should be performed for the ultimate gain of being transferred to the spiritual kingdom, back home, back to Godhead. So we are in the section of the 70th chapter where there is Om Tat Sat, this sequence discussed. We have these two verses discuss Om and Tat, and the verses 26-27 discuss Sat. But this will be tomorrow. Today we discuss these two verses.
Okay. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatulesi Mataji Pataka Swami Niti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradaya Nekavara Katatanama Agaragrama Tarina Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatulesi Mataji Bhaktivanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvata Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Yadesha Tarina.
For Hare Krishna, for those who are not regular attendants of our classes, I just remind that we are in the 17th chapter of the, in the third, we started third section of the, because 17th chapter is divided into three parts. So verses 1 to 6, from 1 to 6, it's in these verses the faith and worship is discussed according to the modes of nature, of course, because the chapter is entitled Division of Faith. So in this the last part of Bhagavad Gita, last six chapters, which is called the Jnana part, we have a detailed knowledge how to act to find our position in the material world and elevate oneself to the position of Vishuddha Sattva, means the position where we will be able to begin our devotional service. Okay, so the verses from 1 to 6 in the 70th chapter discuss the faith and worship. From 7 to 22, there is the food, sacrifice, austerity, and charity is discussed according to the modes. Because all these activities, like eating, performing sacrifice, as you remember from the last lecture, the austerity and charity, these are activities we are performing every day. And this is very important to know under the influence of what modes we are performing them, these activities, because when we discover it, we are able to adjust our activities, our performance, and elevate to the mode of goodness, which is most conducive to the spiritual life. And now from the verses 23, from the previous verse, there is the section till the end, to the verse 28, is the section which describes how to please Krishna. So the goal of all these activities performed in the modes of nature is, it's explained here that it is to please Krishna. And how? Here it is described that by using, by ultimately it will be said in the next verses, that by addressing or relating every activity to Vishnu or ultimately to Krishna, this is how we can please Krishna. Okay, and that's how we do this. But at the beginning, from the verse 23, the Krishna discusses discusses these three words, Om Tat Sat. The previous verse starts from Om Tat Sat.
Om is said that Om indicates the Supreme. So, discussing this part, I have the little quotation from Śrīla Bharadeva Vidyābhuṣāṇa, who discusses what this Om Tat Sat means and how it relates to Vishnu. So, Bharadeva Vidyābhuṣāṇa explained that in speaking of three types of sacrifices, means three types of sacrifice, austerity and charity, means the sacrifice, austerity and charity in mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So every of these have three types. So he says that those who are in the modes of goodness, so Baladeva Vidyabhana said that those sacrifices, austerities, and charity, who are in the mode of goodness should be accepted, and those in the mode of passion and ignorance should be rejected, because they are not conducive to our spiritual progress. And then Baladeva Vidyabhuṣāṇa writes that the Lord says that sacrifice, austerity, and charity by persons qualified with sattva. So it's not only that this is first step. First we should, from our daily activities, choose, though, if we want to please Krishna or to progress toward Krishna, we should first check all our daily activities in these categories of eating food, the sacrifice, charity, and austerity, and then we should choose those which are in the mode of goodness, okay, and work with this. So the rest of them we should reject. We should transform in. We should pay attention or develop only those who are in mode of goodness. And then, it's not. It's the first step. The second step, he says, that this sacrifice, austerity, and charity by persons qualified with sattva should be performed along with chanting the names of Vishnu. Okay? And these names of Vishnu, which Baladev writes here, this is this Om Tat Sat. And he says, if these names, Om Tat Sat, are used along with sacrifice and other acts, these names will compensate for any fault in the performance of the various parts of the sacrifice. By uttering these three sounds, one is assured of getting the results. So, first we should try to perform our activities, sacrifices, austerities, whatever we do in the mode of goodness, and then we should do this with relation to Vishnu. And why it is here used Om Tat Sat? We can ask. Prabhupada, of course, says in the next, or even in the in previous purport, that in the scriptural injunctions such an objective is indicated, that these three words, Om Tat Sat, particularly indicate the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so Prabhupada relates immediately this Om Tat Sat to Krishna, okay, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Bhagavad Gita it is not directly said, okay, it's Om Tat Sat. Why it is that? Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, when we have description on the creation, so Lord Brahma received after meditating about what to do, he finds himself in the empty universe and meditates about what to do, because he's quite perplexed. So he received the knowledge in the form of vibration, and this vibration is, he said that this was the syllable Om. So this was the Krishna's representation of Krishna, and by this sound he understood all the knowledge and he could perform the task of creation. And also Om is there because this is the first indication of absolute one can find in the Vedic scriptures on the first level, because as we know, we have three levels of realization of absolute truth: is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So on the basic level, this Brahman level, impersonal realization, the absolute is represented by the syllable Om, by the sound vibration Om. Okay, so this Om Tat Sat relates to Krishna. So the basically to satisfy Krishna, to please Krishna, and this is described in this section, how to do this is that we have to relate. First, we have to perform our activities in the mode of goodness, and then, while performing these activities, we should relate them to the supreme, to absolute truth, to the supreme personality of Godhead by connecting, and that's why in the Puranas and in Upanishads, very often when this sequence Om Tat Sat, when sages speak, they use this Om Tat Sat to connect whatever they say to the Supreme. This gives the authority. This signifies that whatever I speak, this is connected to the Supreme. Of course, this connection, Prabhupada is explaining that we are making this connection by chanting mantra Hare Krishna at the beginning of our lectures, of our sacrifices, and at the end, because Mahamantra contains this sound Om. Okay, that's how we do this. But this is according to the Vedanta philosophy, of course. And one more quotation from Madhvacharya, who also explains Om Tat Sat in slightly different way, but also in this mood. Because all the acharyas, they were very they explained this in a very detailed way. Why? Because as we were speaking again and again, this is very, very practical and deep knowledge about how to see the knowledge of Upanishad. Upanishadic knowledge, Bhagavad Gita is called Gita Upanishad. So this knowledge, this philosophy is very practical, very deep, because this really helps us to see Krishna everywhere, see Krishna directly, and by understanding. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, who understands this knowledge, that one he is liberated. So this is very important to understand what's the content. So the Madhvacharya and the purports or explanations by acharyas, they help us to understand. So Madhvacharya says that Om Tat Sat are three well-known names of the Supreme Being. Okay. So again, this Om Tat Sat, all the acharyas say this is related to the Supreme Being. Srila Prabhupada directly says Om Tat Sat is the representation of Krishna. So we should, in our line, in our disciplic succession, we treat these sounds Om Tat Sat as the representations of Krishna. So he says, Madhvacharya says, the Lord is called Om because the whole world is woven into him and abides in him. Okay? So that's the meaning of the Om. Everything is
woven in the Lord. What does it mean?
Hare Krishna.
It means that everything we see practically is Krishna. So how it is? Because all what we can see, it's Krishna's energy. So everything, as we know, at the creation of the material world, Krishna, as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, enters in every atom. So everything is woven into the Lord. So there is nothing that is not Krishna, practically. But to see this, to understand this, we have to have, the best is to have the realized knowledge, but at least we should have Shastra Chakshush, or the eyes of the Shastra. So that's why we are studying the Bhagavad Gita, that's why we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, to be able to see this, to see Krishna practically in everything. Okay? So that's the meaning Om. That's what Madhvacharya said. Om means that everything, the whole world is woven, there is a Sanskrit word, Otam, into him and abides in him. So there is no place which is not connected to Krishna. Everything is his, and he is in everything. Okay? By just the simple fact that this is his energy. It may be temporary, and that's why we say it's a material world, but anyway, this is real, this is his energy, it will manifest for some time, it will disappear, and then again be manifested, but the fact is, this is his energy. So, by making this connection, by trying to see this by the Shastra, we can, by practicing this vision, after some time we develop our connection to Krishna and we can see him directly through the matter. Okay, but this is, of course, advanced stage. This was the Prahlad Maharaj who could see Krishna directly in the column, in the marble column. He could see Krishna in every place, but he could see Krishna in a person. Okay, he was the pure devotee. When we look at the marble column or the marble floor, not necessarily see Krishna with the flute and blue. We just may see just material energy, but by knowing that this is his energy, we are making the step into the realization that, okay, this is his energy, and by making the connection to the person, we are closer to him. Like looking outside the window, we can see it's still light, it's not dark. So means that this lightness, it signifies that the sun is there, somewhere there, okay? We may not see the sun, but we just connect the light outside with the sun. So we can see, we may say that we see the sun. We don't see the sun directly, but we know the sun is there, okay? So in this way, we can see Krishna first. Okay, so this is Om. And then Madhvacharya says, his true nature is knowable only through the Vedas in their primary sense. So this sentence relates to the acceptance, the authority of the Vedas. We were discussing this, that the modern science is a little bit narrow in approach because it uses only pratyaksha and anuman, so sense perception and the mental speculation, let's say. Speculation in the positive way, speculate means to churn the ideas, to develop the ideas, but the Vedic science uses shabda,
Okay, this is the difference. This is the Shabda means the authority of the scripture. So this is the difference. This is the broader picture, because Shabda gives the information which we cannot gain from any other sources. This is the only. This is the information about spiritual world, spiritual nature, which is not obtainable by any material means. So that's the difference between Vedic science or spiritual science and material science. So that's what Madhvacharya says. And then he adds, and he means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not accessible through ordinary perception on inference. Means perception, means what I said, Shabda Anuman, by speculation or by perception. And therefore, he says, he is referred to as Tat. Tat means that. So we have Om, we have Tat. So Om is the spiritual Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tat means that. That means that everything is him. Whatever we point out, that, it's Krishna. No doubt. Okay, and then he says, he is never full of all auspicious, he is ever full of all auspicious attributes and is free from all imperfections, and for that reason, he is known as Sat, flawless. Okay. Whatever we may speculate or think about the Absolute, the simple fact is he is, first, he's beyond our speculation, that's one, but he is, as Madhvacharya points out, he is perfect. So everything he does, he creates, is perfect and full in himself. That's also the first mantra of Shisha Upanishad, Om Purnamidam, that says that Krishna is full and perfect in himself. So, and this, as Madhvacharya says, it's indicated by the word Sat. So we have three: Om, Supreme, that everything is him, and Sat, everything is perfect. So we may say that this world is perfect. It's perfect as created for the certain purpose. So it's perfect for the purpose it was created. And he says, he finishes this short description of Om Tat Sat by saying, therefore the wise apply to him three names, Om Tat Sat. So again, it is confirmed that this Om Tat Sat refers completely and fully to Vishnu, to the Absolute Truth, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or as Prabhupada says, to Krishna. And because we also follow the, as I mentioned, the Bhagavad Gita is called Gita Upanishad. We also follow the Vedic way of presenting things. Prabhupada, at least, whatever he presents in his purports, he does it in very scientific way and very thorough, very analytical way. So whatever we present, we should also do this in this way, and with the consciousness how much science of the spiritual nature, of course, science of this spirit soul of all these topics discussed in Bhagavad Gita, how much is it important to present it in the suitable way, in the way that relates to all the Vedic tradition. And that's what was Prabhupada saying and Prabhupada stressing. That's why he also was creating all the study courses, I would say. You know, the he wanted everyone to study very very
scrutinizingly, analytically the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why we have the courses Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, just for that, for following the tradition of the presenting this science in the way that any doubt that can rise from studying of these scriptures are just doubts because of basically not having enough information, not having enough not having enough determination, I would say, in study. Okay, because all the because this science, which is contained in the Vedic literature, it's so perfect, so full. As I mentioned, it's not only it's based also on the pratyaksha, means sense perception. It's also for it's based on the churning the ideas on the anumana, but also is based on the shabda, on the sound, on the knowledge which is passed by disciplic succession and which is not available in any other way. There is no chance of getting this knowledge in any other way, because that's the uniqueness of this knowledge. The only way is to receive it in the chain of disciplic succession. So Srila Prabhupada, in a genius way, he presented all this knowledge, which is really, really very broad, and has, when you study, it has so many, even one would say, technical intricacies and details that one can. You have to be inclined, like not everyone is a physicist, okay, or not everyone is biologist, or so not everyone is able to study philosophy on such a deep level. But Prabhupada did it, and he presented all this in such a simple way that sometimes when we read purports, we just tend to. Because Prabhupada doesn't use this fancy, we would say, words, complicated words, that usually when you can sometimes listen to two philosophers, they can, someone, sometimes professional men, they men of certain profession, they sometimes can speak in the way you don't understand because they use certain terms, etc., etc. So Prabhupada gives this knowledge in such a simple way that you can recognize how deep are his purports by knowing the all the technical terms, like very important terms is in using in discussing Vaishnava and Vedic philosophy, and this is what Lord Chaitanya did, is the terms of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Prabhupada is not using very often these terms, but they are present. The concepts which are which these terms represent. So Sambandha means relationship with the Lord. Abhideya means the way how to achieve, and Prayojana means the goal. So they are present in all the purports. So someone who knows this technical intricacies, he can see how beautifully and I lack the word to express the mastery of Prabhupada. So how skillful way Prabhupada did it. Okay, so this chapter is very technical and very philosophical. This is the last part. It's called Jnana part, okay, of the Bhagavad Gita. This last chapter is the Jnana. First six chapters is karma. In the middle we have bhakti, and here is Jnana. So it's really, really... Usually we tend to take this last six chapters like it's just dry. Because Jnana is dry, in fact. It's not such juicy and nice as bhakti. So the middle six chapters are, of course, the most wonderful, the most juicy. But this part, although it's just dry jnana, it also has the very, very deep meaning. Okay, I will stop here. Do you have any questions, comments? Please, yes. Oh, the charity, the three things, yes, it is said that charity, sacrifice, charity, and austerity? No, it wasn't. There are three things that you should always perform, yes. But, okay. What do you mean? One more time. It's sacrifice, austerity, and charity. These three: food, sacrifice, austerity, and charity. Penance. I mentioned this. Okay. So, but it's the word penance and not austerity. Perhaps this is the... Okay. Okay. What's the word for penance in these verses?
Well, that's the funny thing, it's tapa for austerity and also for penance.
So perhaps it's a question of translations. But they, Prabhupada may use it, you know, the as the same.
Right.
It's, if tapas is tapas. That's the trick. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That means that we should use intelligence and be conscious of these things. That this is alive. This translation and this Bhagavad Gita, it's alive. It's not that it's a dry words and we just have no relation. It's alive. We have to think when we study Bhagavad Gita. We have to think. That's a duty. Don't give up. Never give up. This one. Any other questions? No more. No? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Take some instruments, please. take some instruments, please?
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Faster. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Rar Gopinath Lalita Vishaka ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Gornitai ki jai, Prabhupad ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
Thank you.